survive2thrive.net. That's survive2thrive.net. We hope you'll find the commentary from our hosts interesting and helpful. Steve Quayle will host on Fridays, Hawk on Thursdays, Steve St. Clair, Darren Craddock, and occasional guests on Wednesdays, Nathan Leal on Tuesdays, and Darren on Mondays. These are trying times that look to be getting more and more challenging every day. Our hosts want to keep you informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas, health that you will need to survive and thrive in these challenging times. Please keep in mind that these shows do cost money to air, and presently EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with information, but also with incredibly effective products designed to bring you to optimum health, your natural state. By supporting EnerHealth, you support this network, and your own health and ability to thrive in these times. Go to survive2thrive.net, that's www.survive2thrive.net, and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right, or call them at 866-762-9238, that's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com, that's E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. Many of our listeners are already taking the products that EnerHealth has to offer, and we thank you for that. Their EnerFood product can extend the life of your dehydrated food supplies by one-third, simply by taking one tablespoon a day. In essence, the EnerFood and coconut combined constitute a meal replacement, so that can extend the life of your stored foods. And in addition to giving you energy and nutrition that your body needs, it has a 2-year shelf life. Take a look also at the organic Coco Mojo and coffee, as well as our other immune-boosting herbal supplements. There are incredible specials for network listeners from time to time, so be sure to tune in often for important information and great prices. We trust that the information our hosts and myself give on these shows is truly helpful. We want to help reduce physical and other forms of suffering for you, your family, and community today and in the times that are coming. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy tonight's show.
Well, hello, 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 my friends. You're listening to the Watchman's Cry program here on the Survive to Thrive Network. My name is Nathan Leal, and today is Tuesday, February 8th, 2011, the year of our Lord. For those of you taking notes, the website is watchmanscry.com. Well, here we are, folks. Week number 2 in the shortest month of the year. And boy, has it been another amazing week with headlines that are antagonizing to the man that wishes to remain sleeping. World news is populated with helter-skelter right now. And amazingly, there are still many people in America who are lethargic. But fortunately, most of you who are awake and are regular listeners, you know that the world is in turmoil. You know that the Middle East is experiencing ignition right now as we speak. That candle has been ignited. The wax is melting, and it is pooling on the world stage. Intermission is over, my friends, and it looks like the next episode is going to be called The Middle East, Valley of the Coming Onslaught. So do you have your tickets, folks? If not, that's okay, because you're still going to see the show. Or actually, perhaps I should say, you're going to see a number of shows. And these shows that I speak of are going to be playing on multiple screens with varying titles. For example, one screen will have a performance called The Middle East in Convulsions. And another screen will have a title called America, No More Apple Pie, because the ingredients are too expensive. And another screen will have a display of the images, the slideshow of America's weight loss plan. The before and after images will become the topic of people all around the world in the days to come. And the images will include photos of American citizens staring at a camera, or perhaps looking off into the distant horizon with no expression, because the shock of their experience will have stolen their energy and hijacked their emotions. The day will arrive, my friends. The day will arrive with the coming tale that will speak of the event that changed everything. And it will be allowed to happen by the God of heaven. Why? Because not enough people cared to make the spiritual adjustment that was necessary to bring that judgment to a halt. Therefore, that plan is now in motion, and God's going to allow it to happen. And as he does that, unfortunately, he is going to allow evil forces to participate in this judgment. And those evil forces are going to play men as puppets on a string. And those men are those that we know as the elite of this world. And these elite ones have formulated a plan to crash the world economies and also to rob peace from this earth. My friends, war is coming. The dollar is going to be devalued. Food is going to become very, very expensive. And as these things arrive, many people are going to be caught unaware, off guard, and unprepared. And at some point, a day will come when we will all be notified. Perhaps it will be a frantic phone call from a friend telling you to quickly turn on the TV set. Or perhaps you will be notified by a banging on your door by friends eager to tell you the news. Or maybe it will be one of those emergency alert broadcasts transmissions that we all hear in our TV sets from time to time. I don't know, folks. Someday in the future, we're going to hear a story. And from that point on, things will change drastically in this nation. And after it happens to America, there's going to be a chain reaction where the rest of the world will also feel a very dramatic impact because of the events. It's going to be life-changing. And those that may have ignored you in the past, and those that may have mocked you, are going to find out that they should have listened to you. And by the millions, society is going to find itself in a frantic effort to do something. Because in times of, I gotta do something, what do people do? They run to the store and they buy milk and bread. You know, folks, I saw the images of the shelves in the Northeast last week before the blizzard arrived. And it seems that people ran to the store and they bought milk and bread, perhaps some batteries. But a lot of the other staple foods were left alone. Why is that? I don't know, perhaps the people that do not know how to prepare seem to think that the proper thing to purchase is milk. Milk that is not going to stay cold when the power goes out. And of course, for those people that had their power go out, because that's the story we also heard during the blizzard. Rolling blackouts, different states took turns, or the power grid just couldn't handle the strain. Transformers blew, the equipment was overheated, so people lost their power. And in the times of a blizzard, I guess you can always place the milk outside in the cold, but what if it's below zero outside? Well, in that case, I guess people will have iced milk. You know, folks, most people aren't ready. And that blizzard that just happened only lasted for a few days, and that was a good test. That was a good indicator of how things change when you can't leave home. Did you notice that, folks? Did you pay attention? Did you take notes? I believe that that was a good dry run for a longer-term event. And as I watched that blizzard happen, I was just wondering to myself, when I saw the images of the snow, 2, 3, 4 feet deep, streets impassable, people were stuck at home. And I was thinking, what happens to the people that get hurt in that situation? What happens to the people with children? The kids are running around inside their house because they can't go out and play. One of them slips. Their forehead goes into the corner of the wall. They start bleeding and they need stitches. But what do you do when you're buried in a snowstorm? What do you do when the medic team cannot drive down your street because the snow's too deep and you're stuck at home? What do you do? Think about that, folks. What would you do? Well, in that case, you do what you can do, I suppose, but what can you do? Do you slap duct tape on the cut? Super glue? A friend of mine told me super glue works in the event of cuts, but do you have any super glue? You know, folks, every week I get behind this microphone and I tell you that it's coming. And many people tune in and they listen. They listen to my warning. Some of them get scared. Some of them take out their notebook and start taking notes. Some of you have done that. Some of you start writing out a to-do list. But here's the question. After you listen to the advice, do you begin working on that list? Have you been working on your list? I'm sure some of you have. But my friends, I advise everyone that's listening. Everyone needs to get the things that they need right now because the dollar is going to fail. And as it does, things are going to become very, very expensive. they will be out of reach. Perhaps some of them will be discontinued. So, aside from the spiritual preparation, we're talking about practical right now. Therefore, I would say, get food now. Get a lot of it. Now, I know that there are some of you with limited incomes. You're on limited budgets. And some of you would say, Nathan, that's impossible. I can't do it. Well, my friends, then I would challenge you to get creative on how you can do this. Look in your garage. Sell that thing that you don't need any longer. Look around your house. Get creative, my friends. It's possible. It's painful. It takes sacrifice to prepare. But my friends, we are beyond normal days. The good times are behind us. The recovery is not going to arrive. The media tries to lie and say it's coming, but it's not. It's impossible for it to arrive, my friends. The numbers don't add up. The future is going to be very, very hard. Food's going to get expensive. Some of you have an income tax check coming, your income tax refund. Buy food with it. Buy some supplies with it. Be diligent, my friends, but please do not just blow it on things that are temporary, things that are going to break and lose their value. Folks, every week that I am able to come and share with you is another week of grace that God gives to all of us to get ready. How many more months do we have? I don't know. But every week that we have is a gift. I've been talking to my wife lately on things that we need. And last night as I was asking her about our list, and we started looking at the list of things that people need to be thinking about. And, you know, folks, there's a lot of things to think about. There are supplies to obtain, tools, food, first aid kits, natural remedies, clothing to keep warm. And there are other items to purchase like backup power sources, ways to cook without power. You know, folks, have you thought about that? If your power is out, how do you cook? Do you have a backup plan to cook with? The list goes on. And speaking of these things that I'm talking about right now, I plan to do a series of future programs that are going to talk about these very things. And I plan to go into in-depth detail. And I think that we all need to be thinking about these things. There's a lot of how-to information that we all need to be acquiring right now. Folks, I challenge you, look into that. Think about buying some books about preparation. But these things need to be on all of our minds. Those of you that just went through the blizzard, some of you are still digging out, let that be a test dry run for you. While you were in that situation, try to take inventory of the things that were on your mind. Try to take inventory of things that you didn't have, of how challenging it was. Take inventory and think about if the lights were off permanently. And when I say permanent, I mean a season, 3 or 4 months long with no power, where life was different. How would you do it, folks? And those are the things that I want to challenge you with. There's a lot of things that we need to be thinking about. You know, I was mentioning the stitches earlier. If someone got hurt, do you have a first aid kit if you couldn't leave? Do you have some health remedies if someone was really feeling sick? If they had food poisoning and they couldn't leave? What do you do when there's no NyQuil? You know, folks, in the days of old, NyQuil was not always around. And it's amazing. Our grandparents had a lot of elixirs and remedies that they used that were actually very effective for some of the common ailments that strike us here in this modern era. But a lot of that information and knowledge has long been forgotten because now we have the convenience of the grocery store for NyQuil, or now we have the convenience to just go to the doctor. Let him worry about it. But folks, in the future, that convenience may not be around. So those are some things that we need to be thinking about. Pioneers of old needed to have remedies for sickness. They needed to have natural remedies. And, you know, it's amazing that God provided a lot of remedies in nature. In fact, in the springtime and in the summer, there is actually food found in the yards of most American citizens, and they don't even know about it. Folks, did you know that you can eat dandelions? Did you know that they can be part of your salad? It's high in vitamin C. Did you know that cattails found in the swamp have some edible parts to them? And these are things that we need to be learning about right now. And for a brief moment, I want to take a portion of this program and talk about some of these things that you may need in your first aid kit, in your health cabinet. So right now, I want to take a moment to talk to Darren Craddock. He's one of the two owners of InnerHealth Botanicals. And InnerHealth Botanicals is not just a place to buy super vitamins and superfoods. They actually have some items that need to be a part of your first aid kit.
Darren's with us today to make an announcement about some new products that may interest you. Darren, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on, Nathan.
You have an announcement for our listeners. InnerHealth is expanding, I understand.
We are expanding. We basically combined forces with one of our suppliers, White Dove Herbals and Rocky Mountain Herbals. That's one company, but they had two names. And as many of you who've been, and many of you listeners who've been purchasing from InnerHealth and supporting the network for the last couple of years, many of you have actually purchased some of the herbal tinctures, and White Dove was a company making that, those for us. And we've just gradually been adding over the last couple, 3-4 years in those different tinctures. And they were looking to merge with us for the last few years, and finally we worked out a way of working it together. And so now we are one company, and it means basically we're able to offer a lot more herbal remedies for pretty much every condition you can imagine.
That's exciting, Darren, because right now we're in unsettled times, unsettled days, and you never know what we're going to be exposed to in the future. So people need to have their immune system strong, because we're made up of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. And of course, the spiritual side is what I concentrate on the most. But in addition to that, we're still living in this old tent, this shell. It's the food we eat is going to affect how we get along, isn't it?
Right. And I really believe that, I mean, it can be a tent, it can be a shell, but it can also be a temple. And the more we purify and strengthen our physical body, it becomes a better seat for the soul, let's say. So if you think about it, a lot of people who are sick are so tied up with their illness and their malady that the thought of anything else is outside of their reality. So they're so affected by it, because when you're sick, I mean, it really takes up your entire consciousness and your entire day trying to get yourself well. And there are a lot of people out there who are sick on many different levels. So being able to provide something that will help somebody who's not well is a real honor for us. I mean, we really feel privileged to be able to offer something or a series of different herbal remedies that can really help bring people back to health and have them prepared in case they get sick in the future.
You know, Darren, as I've gotten older in life, I'm 48 years old right now, and you know, when you're in your mid-20s, you don't really think about being frail in later years. You don't think about that. But now, I've been on this journey 48 years, and now there's ailments that I wake up with. My bones hurt more than they used to. My joints hurt. And I think a lot of people, as they get older, realize that without our health, the quality of life is way more challenging.
Yeah, that's very, very true. If we take care of our health, however, there's a multi-pronged approach. I'm not the kind of guy who says, yeah, we've got a herb for this, we've got a herb for that, because although, you know, we have herbs to help with pretty much every condition, but I think there's a little danger out there of taking the medical model and trying to find herbs to replace the medicine without looking at your lifestyle, your diet. And lifestyle includes, of course, your spiritual, emotional, physical, mental life and diet as well. You can't ignore all of those components. And I really believe that we've been given in nature everything we need for our daily food and for our medicine. And I think going to synthetics, which has been the model of the last 150 years roughly, has been one of the biggest errors ever. You know, I certainly have a lot of praise for doctors and hospitals that help people when they break a leg or they have some kind of medical emergency that happens where they're in an accident. But when it comes to remedying different internal problems, colds, flus, parasites, the low immune system, diabetes, etc., poor kidney function, poor heart function, I really feel that the natural approach is the most efficacious and also one that has zero side effects.
And when we look into the scriptures, we can see from Genesis all the way to Revelation, the Bible talks about the herbs being for healing, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. There are many passages. And also the Bible talks about diet and cleansing. In the book of Daniel, there's several references to how certain foods are cleansing and other foods are weakening. So I think if we can evolve our daily diet to a more wholesome diet, we get sick a lot less often. And, you know, one of the reasons that we designed the Enerfood product was to give people most of the nutrients they need and the vitamins and minerals on a daily basis, so they get what they need and they don't crave. Because one of the biggest problems out there I'm seeing with people is all sorts of cravings for sweet foods, refined foods, and part of the reason is because there's lots of sugar in them, there's lots of salt, and very often MSG and other excitotoxins that actually promote the use of a product. If something's sweet or salty and it's got flavor enhancers in it, you want more of it and you don't realize that it's doing you damage. So if you change your diet to a more wholesome diet, then you start getting stronger and you get sick less often.
Interesting. Well, okay, can you take a quick moment to share with the audience some of the new products that you're going to be having?
All of these remedies have been traditionally used to help assist with improving health. We have one that's for an antifungal herbal remedy. A lot of people experience candida, and candida can often lead to cravings for sugar and carbohydrates. And especially if you've had a history of taking antibiotics, that kills off the beneficial bacteria and leads to an overgrowth of candida in the body. And so that antifungal remedy can be very beneficial for that. We also have a daily immune complex herbal remedy, which is a combination of several different strains of medicinal mushrooms in a liquid form. We also have a pill form, which is even stronger. So people who have really compromised immune systems that always get sick, I recommend the pill form because it's stronger. But if you want to just keep your immune system in tip-top shape, the daily immune complex is a great way to do that. We also have a remedy for basically dealing with parasites. A lot of people don't like to even admit that this could be a problem, but there's so many people out there have parasites. It can cause all sorts of intestinal discomfort. We can get them from food. If we have animals, animals pick them up very often on their fur, on their coat. So thinking about the possibility of the fact that you might have parasites is a wise thing, and then doing something about it and taking the parasite purge herbal remedy is a great thing to do. We also have an herbal remedy to help to boost the function of the colon. One of the biggest reasons that people are sick is a lot of people have colon problems without even knowing it. Many people I speak to, I ask them, well, how many bowel movements do you have a day? And it's a topic that a lot of people don't like to discuss, but toxins need to be released from the body, and the bowel is one of the main ways that we get them out. Well, if you eat 3 meals a day, the ideal number of movements a day is 3. And if you're having any less than 2, you should be doing something to increase that. But like I said before, lifestyle is really important because you can take these herbs, but if you don't drink enough water, they won't work as well. Water is one of the number one ways of making the bowel work properly. We also have the heart toner herbal remedy, which has several herbs in it that help to strengthen the heart, with 1 in 3 people dying from a heart attack or stroke or some kind of circulatory disorder every year. I think that's a really important one to know about. We also have cayenne pepper, which I think cayenne pepper in a tincture should be in everyone's medicine cabinet. And really, to be honest with you, I think everyone should carry one around in their purse, in their truck, in their car, on their person, because I have seen several colleagues confronted with a person who was going into a heart attack in a restaurant who've either pulled out the cayenne tincture from their pocket, or if they didn't have it with them, have grabbed a bottle of Tabasco sauce and shook it down the person's throat. Obviously not making them choke, of course, but it dilates the blood vessels so quickly that it can prevent a full-blown heart attack.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
What's kind of cool about this, not only does it dilate on the inside of the body, it actually closes on the outside of the body. So if you have cayenne tincture with you and you cut yourself, if you'll drizzle that cayenne tincture over the cut, within a minute or two, it will close up the wound. It'll stop the bleeding. So it's a must-have.
For the bug-out bag, that should be in there, shouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We also have a combo pack for ear, nose, and throat with the ear oil, which is a special oil that you can drip into the ear and then put a little cotton bud in there to basically fight ear infections. A lot of kids get ear infections. One of the ways to prevent that is another lifestyle point, which is not to give dairy to young children unless it's raw. Only raw milk should be given to young children. I remember when my kids were in school, we never gave them milk of any kind when they were young kids. And people would come up to us, you know, lament the fact that their kid had just got an ear infection, like almost everyone in the class. And they said, well, when did your kid have theirs? It's horrible, isn't it? I said, well, they've never had it. And everyone looked at us like, what do you mean they never had an ear infection? Well, they never did, not once.
My children as well didn't have them, but my children were breastfed instead of having the...
That's really important, breastfeeding. I mean, it's the way we were basically created, is for the mother of the species, be it humans, be it animals, to breastfeed their children. And of course, why would anyone think that bottle formula is better than breast milk?
Cow's not a wet nurse, is it?
Exactly. But obviously, formula makes a lot of money for the companies that sell the formula, so there's definitely some commercial interest there. That pack that I was talking about, the ear, nose, and throat, has the echinacea, which is a blend of echinacea, osha root, and several other herbs that are also very, very good for boosting your immune system. It's also got the honey and propolis throat spray, which is spray on the back of the throat, and it really soothes the sore throat. I think you said you tried some.
Yes, I was about to record a program, and I was fighting the bug for about a day, and I was actually dreading going on the air, Darren, because my voice wasn't normal. So I tried your throat spray, and I took the echinacea, and it was amazing. Within 1 or 2 hours, I was feeling a lot better. It was a flu that my whole family was going through, and it was taking them 3 to 4 days to go through, and I was able to beat it in about a day and a half, so it really helped a lot.
Yeah, it really does. Now, what that pack also has, the nettles decongesting, which is a formula that helps for people that have allergies. It's got antivirals, antibacterials, but also antihistamine type herbs that help to calm down the whole hay fever, sinus congestion, or allergy thing. It's something that would be good to take throughout the allergy season for those people that suffer from that.
So for the people that want to see all your list of products, how do they...
Yeah, if they go to our site, which is survivetothrive.net, survive, the number 2, thrive, thrive.net, there's a link. The Inner Health Botanicals banner is on the page, and you can just click there, and it will take you to our homepage. And there are some tabs across the top of the screen. If they hit products and then go down to natural herbal remedies, there are currently 5 pages of natural herbal remedies, and they can just click through, and it'll give them information on all of the products.
Is there a discount for listeners from time to time?
Yes, there is. In fact, we are going to have a discount for this entire week. There's a coupon code. If they just put in R as in Robert, M as in Mary, H as in Harry, RMH, then they'll get 20% discount on any of the herbal remedies. Not the inner food and the other things, but on all of the herbal remedies under natural herbal remedies.
20%. That's worth looking at, Darren.
Yes, it really is. Great time to get basically set up for, be prepared, really. We even have some kits that have 10 or 12 herbal remedies. One of them I designed that has 10 herbal remedies and an ebook that we send you out that tells you how to use all of the herbs.
Now, is that true that you guys started in a dining room table with your first recipe? You and Steve St. Clair?
Yeah, the Enter Food started on the kitchen table in my house here in San Antonio, Texas. We started off mixing it in buckets and shaking up the buckets, rolling the buckets around, obviously with a lid on them, and then scooping it out with a big old spoon, putting it in bottles, printed the labels on my printer here.
Wow.
And started, giving it to family and friends, and people liked it, so they started buying it. And then we just looked at each other and said, well, maybe we should really go for it. And we did about 6 years ago.
The rest is history, right?
Exactly.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, and we appreciate you sponsoring this program. The listeners are very grateful as well. And so listeners, check it out. Go to survivetothrive.net. That's probably the easiest way, and click on the banner and see what they got, because I'm sure all of us have a remedy that we need.
Thank you so much for having me on the show this evening.
All right, Darren. Well, you take care. God bless, and stay safe.
Yes, you too. God bless. Take care.
All right. Bye.
All right, folks, that was Darren Craddock of Inner Health Botanicals. Check them out, folks. And by the way, I don't say this much, but for those of you that may be wondering, my friends, I do not receive any payment from Inner Health here on this Watchman's Cry radio show. The arrangement that I have with my two friends is that they provide the signal and they send it out to the world. They offer this microphone. I can share the warning message. I am making $0 from this arrangement. I just appreciate having a microphone to share the warning, to send out the alarm. And it looks like we've reached the break, so after the break, we're going to talk about Egypt and what's going on over there. And I'm going to share some thoughts on how the events may lead up to the prophecies found in Scripture. So, folks, don't go away. You're not going to want to miss the second half. We'll be right back.
Now, we're going back to the Health Ranger, and one of my sales guys pointed this out. They go, you know, the Health Ranger really loves Interfood, and it won their best superfood 2009. And so, you know, ask him what he thinks about it, but I'm putting him on the spot here. But I remember about 5 years ago, I got some of this sent to me, and I was so busy, I didn't even call them back because they wanted to be sponsors. But years later, we came back. My wife loves it. It's two little scoops in the morning in water or juice. You drink it, and it's 20 superfoods at once, and that way you absorb almost all of it. Even with the best vitamins and minerals, a lot of it gets passed through you, and you've got a lot of specials there on the site for Alex Jones listeners. Interfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, Interfood.com. And give us your brief take on Interfood.
I did give it an award, an Editor's Choice Award. It's the real thing. And not only is the product really great, but the company's great. The people there are great. They get it. You know, they understand nutrition. They understand what's happening with the world, and they want you to be nutritionally prepared. And, I mean, that's the bottom line with this product. It's I use it.
Well, I know my wife gets upset when she runs out.
Yeah, it's really that good.
Yeah, she's a lot more health conscious than I am. I mean, I try to be. I mean, compared to the average American, I guess I'm okay, but I do have a lot of bad habits. But I noticed that when I first started taking it, I mean, it was almost like a drug or something. I mean, there's no speed, no caffeine in it, but it's almost like jolting to have real nutrients.
It makes you alert without any kind of caffeine type of buzz. No stimulants whatsoever. It just basically clears out your system. And it makes your brain and body function better. You know, I mean, superfoods are really powerful for doing that. And with Interfood, he's combined a lot of the best ones in the world. I don't give out a lot of awards. You probably know that.
And the key is they don't pasteurize it either, so it doesn't lose the...
Yeah, exactly. So you've got the nutrients that are destroyed by heat. In Interfood, they're not destroyed. They're intact. And that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Okay.
Welcome back, folks. Nathan Liao here. The website is watchmanscry.com. Today is Tuesday, February the 8th, 2011, the year of our Lord. And before the break, we were talking about gathering our essential supplies. We were talking about making a to-do list. Make the time to do some research online and seek information on the list of things that you need to have. And my friends, I want to challenge you, please do not delay. Get them now, because excuses are not going to help you. Procrastination is not going to impress anyone in the time of need. Lack of preparation is not nobility. The person that doesn't prepare may find themselves desperate, doing things that they may regret, robbing, stealing from others. My friends, when people aren't prepared, the rules change, and the formula within their mind changes. The formula may even become justified. I gotta do it for my family. I have kids. I have to do it. I was watching the news yesterday, and I saw a clip of an individual robbing a convenience store. And it was an older man, and he was very cordial. He had manners, and he kept apologizing to the clerk. He kept saying, I'm sorry I have to do this, but I have bills to pay. I have children at home. And he kept apologizing to her, so he said, give me $40. I need it, and I'll try to pay you back as soon as I can. He was still robbing her, but he did it with manners. And you know, folks, after that guy left and found out that his face is now plastered all over the TV news, he has regret now. And you know, a lot of people that do not prepare do desperate things. I believe it's Gerald Celente that said when people start losing it all, they lose it. And that's actually true. They lose their moral fiber. They lose their ability to say no to themselves. That is those that aren't prepared, that aren't trusting in God. So I'm not saying that every person that doesn't prepare is going to do these things, but I am saying this. Not preparing is going to give people the opportunity to practice the fruit of patience, because when someone's not prepared and they find that they need things, they're going to be tempted with panic. They're going to be tempted with freaking out, with the panic-filled thoughts of, what do I do now? What am I going to do? How can I do it? The time is now, my friends. It's time to do research. Do it. Now, some of you might be saying, I don't have time to do it. Well, you don't have time not to, actually. By the way, my friends, please know this. I am not forgetting spiritual preparation. I'm not trying to put that aside. Here on this Survive to Thrive program, we talk about both spiritual preparation and practical preparation. I'm talking about practical at the moment. By the way, if you might be new to this program, you can go to my website at watchmanscry.com and go to the audio page. And I have many, many audio messages in there that talk about spiritual preparation. The messages that I share are messages about repentance, about getting right with God, about getting stronger with God, and also trying to spiritually understand the time that we are living in right now. And my friends, it is vital for all of us to understand what time it is right now. It's vital that we understand and discern the signs that are all around us. Because make no mistake, my friends, the signs of God's mandate of judgment are found all around us right now. What does this mean? It means that we are in a different season right now. It means that we need to make the spiritual adjustment to prepare for these things. It means that the old way of thinking needs to be set aside. And a lot of you that have been procrastinating and delaying the spiritual challenge to get closer to God, a lot of you have thought to yourselves, in 5 years I'll get closer to God, or in 10 years I'll do it, or after I have a child. There's a lot of excuses people come up with for delaying their spiritual advancements with God. And when I say advancements with God, I'm talking about making a commitment to Jesus, repentance. There's a lot of reasons people put those off. The most popular reason, of course, is because you just want to have fun and enjoy the pleasures of life, the pleasures of indulgence for a while. But my friends, the season of the reindeer games is behind us. And now it's time to get serious. And that's what we talk about here on this program. Because folks, it's coming. We've talked about those things many, many times. There are so many possibilities of how this thing's going to play out. We are going to see a collapse of the currency, a collapse of the dollar, a collapse of the euro that is going to mire and throw the entire world into a super depression. We're also going to see war break out in different regions, different areas of the world. We're going to see hyperinflation. We're going to see food and the bare essentials of life get very, very expensive. And when all of these things begin to happen, we're also going to see riots. We're going to see revolt. In the last several weeks, we have been seeing riots and revolts in the Middle East. And the images that we can see in Egypt, in Tunisia, and Yemen are just a taste of what's coming here to America. My friends, as these things happen, the riots are going to arrive here in the land of America, in your state, in your city. There's going to be a lot of angry people, mobs that want to take part in violence, mobs that want to commit crime. Folks, God has warned over and over the past few years that these things are coming. And right now, they are brewing. There are many fuses that are going to cause these things to happen. And it seems that 2011 started with a bang. We've talked about the topic of the dead animals, the dead fish, the dead birds, the dead beasts of the field. And those stories, they might not be on the front page news right now, but they're still happening. In the last few days, there was another story of a river down in Brazil, in the Amazon River Basin. Thousands and thousands of fish filled the river. There are great events happening throughout the world right now. The weather is crazy right now in many parts of the globe. And we were just talking about the great blizzard just in the last few weeks. Weather is breaking records right now. Things are not normal right now. Egypt is in turmoil, and there are many nations in the world that are powder kegs. Many nations are leaning. They're bending. And I find it interesting that just recently, in the last few weeks, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton did something that is unprecedented. She called the ambassadors from every nation to Washington for a special meeting. And when I say every nation, I'm talking about 180 countries. And out of those 180 countries, 260 embassies and consulates were involved in this. So the question that I have was, why did she do this? Now, officially, their reason for this meeting was that they wanted to discuss U.S. foreign policy priorities for 2011. And officially, they said that Hillary Clinton just wanted to meet personally with the ambassadors to hear about developments in their respective nations. You know, folks, that's the official story. Unprecedented. Everyone come home. We need to have a meeting. So what did they talk about? Did they talk about the future of America? Did they talk about some future events that they know are approaching? I don't know, folks, but this is unprecedented. Were they told that in X amount of time, be ready for revolts in the country that you're staying at? Were they told to get ready for the dollar to collapse? Were they told that while you're back in Europe or Africa or Asia, you will be hearing that things are going to be falling apart over here, so we brought you home so that you can get your financial affairs in order, move your money around, take the money out of the country if you need to, but just get ready because it's coming. And we're doing this as a courtesy to thank you for being an ambassador of old America. Is that what it is? Do they know about a giant earthquake that's going to come? Is that fault line along the Mississippi going to fracture? Do they know about some attacks that are coming? Do they know about maybe a terrorist attack in some select cities here in America? You know, folks, speaking of terrorist attack, I saw in a prophetic dream an explosion occur in the city of Seattle, and I've talked about this in the past, but I have seen some very dramatic events happen like that. I've seen volcanoes go off in the Cascade Range that were spewing out lava. That one's on my website under Prophetic Dreams and Visions. So a lot of categories of events are coming, my friends. And that's why every one of us that consider ourselves vigilant need to be ready for them, which includes obtaining the supplies you need or leaving the area that you're in if it's a vulnerable area and if the Holy Spirit has led you to do that. Now, right now, it's the month of February, and spring is going to be upon us in the next few months. Some of you have been getting prompted by God recently that you need to really start thinking about moving, relocating, and we've talked about that a lot. So, my friends, really make that a serious matter of prayer. Please do not ignore those promptings, because if God's given you that prompting, then He will also provide the way for it to happen. I know it's a very scary thing to consider moving, to leaving what you know, but if God's telling you to do it, He will bring everything into alignment so that it can come to pass. There's another thing that I just caught wind of recently. I have it right here. It's a news release. It came out on February the 3rd from the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission. And what this is an announcement that the FCC, and those are the ones that are in charge of TV stations, radio stations, etc., they're going to be working on a new emergency broadcast warning type system. You know that obnoxious sound that comes on the TV set? That screaming, I don't even know what sound that is, but it sure gets your attention, doesn't it? Well, they're working on a new alert that is going to have the President of the United States come on your TV set and give the alert. And they're paving the way for the President's alert to be aired across the United States all at one time. So they're working on that in conjunction with the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA. It makes you wonder, folks, do they know something is going to happen? I don't know. Now, I want to talk about Egypt. Now, I know that now that we have the internet, a lot of people are sharing the prophecies about Egypt right now, and you have heard a lot of people quote out of Isaiah 19, and I want to make a comment about that. Now, folks, I really, really feel very strong that every one of us as remnant Christian believers need to have the highest level of biblical intellectual integrity when we are examining the world's events and then weighing them against Scripture. What do I mean by that? It is very easy to see a news story about the riots in Egypt and then to look at a verse in the Bible and say, it's coming true right there. That's it. It's easy to do that, folks, but is it responsible is the question. Is it accurate? Is it true? Because when we think about it, if we go back in our history as Christians, there's a lot of times we thought something was when it wasn't. For example, let's take the story of when Egypt and other Arab countries invaded Israel in 1967. Folks, remember that? The Six-Day War in 67? Israel got invaded out of the blue with the help of God, was able to defend themselves and actually defeat the invasion. But in 67, on day one of that invasion, of the attack on Israel, it would have been very easy if we had the internet back then to say, look, Egypt's fulfilling prophecy right now. They're attacking Israel. That means Jesus is about to come back. I'm sure a lot of people thought about it, but if we had the internet, it would have created a frenzy. People would have taken the prophecies about Egypt attacking Israel and said, look, there it is. But then, of course, we saw 6 days later, it wasn't the end. The tribulation did not start, and Jesus did not return then. 6 years later, another invasion happened to Israel. In 1973, on Yom Kippur, once again, Israel got invaded by Egypt, Syria, and once again, God came to the aid of Israel. Israel won, and Egypt was defeated. And once again, I could have imagined that some people would have also thought the same thing. This is it. It's the Magog War. It's happening. Jesus is going to come back. But that war was almost 30 years ago, and it wasn't the beginnings of the Gog-Magog War. And now, here we are, 2011. Egypt is having revolts. People are looking in Scripture, and a lot of individuals are proclaiming that the Gog-Magog War is about to happen, which it may happen, folks. But again, I want to be very responsible. We need to be mature and not just create statements that we will be looking back in a year or two if they don't happen, embarrassed and wish that we were a little bit more conservative in the statements we made. The reason I'm saying that, folks, is because right now a lot of people are saying that they absolutely know what time it is. Now, let me address that real quick. What time is it? Well, this is what I believe, folks. It's the time of judgment right now on America, on the West, and on the entire world. Out of this judgment, we are going to see some very, very dramatic, painful events happen to this nation. We're going to see America get crushed. We're going to see America lose their status as a world power. We're going to see the dollar collapse, and we're going to see a season of a great super depression. It's going to last for years and years. And then eventually we're going to have war. Now, will the war start next week, next month, next year, in 5 years? I don't know that part. But I do know that the war is coming because the Holy Spirit has shared that. Destruction is coming. There's going to be an attack. There's going to be a body count. It's going to be horrible, my friends. Out of the ashes of the war that's coming, the New World Order is going to rise up. The one world government, the one world currency. And then we will see Revelation chapter 13 finally arrive on the earth, where the beast rises up out of the sea. Now, when the beast rises out of the sea and the one world government comes to fruition, here's the question. How many years will transpire to when the beast turns into the terrible Satan-possessed beast that will overcome the saints for 3.5 years? In other words, can the one world government exist for 5 or 10 years and then start acting like what we read in Revelation? Could it exist longer than that? When we look at the Roman Empire that crucified our Lord Jesus, the Roman Empire was around a while before Jesus was born. So I'm throwing that out, folks, because I want us to be scholarly as we approach this and try to figure out what time it is. Now, we do know that the New World Order will get all of its ducks in a row and then become tyrannical and start fulfilling Revelation. We do know that's going to happen eventually. And then when it starts fulfilling Revelation, then that means we're in the Great Tribulation, which means eventually Jesus will return. And when that happens, the Bible tells us that during the tribulation, there's going to be several wars that are going to occur. We can read about Israel getting invaded. And here's the part that gets tricky and interesting. There are several wars mentioned throughout Scripture in Isaiah, in Jeremiah, Zephaniah, Hosea, that talk about Israel getting attacked and invaded. And as I look at a lot of these wars, I conclude, my friends, that not every prophecy is one war. A lot of these prophecies are probably several wars that are going to be taking place at the very, very end of time. Perhaps at the beginning of the tribulation. Of course, we know that there will be a final war, the War of Armageddon, where Jesus returns. So when we look at these wars that are going to happen, then we can look at Bible prophecy and we can see that Egypt is going to attack Israel, and it's prophesied that they will. When Egypt attacks Israel, they are going to have the help of Damascus, Syria, and they're also going to have the help of Jordan and also some other Arab countries. Based on which war it is will determine the outcome of some of the prophecies. For example, there's a prophecy that Damascus will be no more in the future. There's a prophecy Syria is going to get wiped out. And I believe that that will be the results of one of the invasions when they try to attack Israel. And Israel is going to nuke them and they will be no more. They're going to be wiped out. So when we see that eventually there's going to be some wars at the end of time, during the tribulation period, that are going to fulfill prophecy, we can see that Egypt, Jordan, Syria, and other Arab countries are going to attack Israel. We know that because the Bible says so. Now, here's the question. Is it possible that Egypt could have another war and attack Israel, but it's not necessarily one of the wars at the very end? In other words, let's say the New World Order is going to rise up and start fulfilling the verses in Revelation, which would show the Great Tribulation has begun. And let's say that's going to happen in the year 2020. Okay, that would mean around that time also, Egypt's going to attack Israel, because the Bible says it's all going to happen together. Now, here's the question. Is it possible that Egypt could also attack Israel next year, next month? And if Egypt did that, then that would mean that it's not fulfilling those final prophecies. Just like the 1973 war happened, and also how the 1967 war occurred. So that's what I'm wondering, my friends. Now, I would also say this. If it looks like the time is very, very late, and then if we start seeing that Egypt and Jordan and Syria are about to attack Israel, then it could very well be that if they do it, they're going to be fulfilling prophecy. That's what makes this so tricky, folks. Why am I seeing all that? Here's why, my friends. There are some prophecies that we can look for. If we see that the events happening in Egypt start to mirror what we read in Scripture, then we can discern the signs of the times on a more scholarly level instead of just guessing. So let me just give you these verses, these references, and you can read them for yourself for homework. And keep them in mind, folks, because if we start seeing those things happen in the Middle East, then that would show us that we're further along than we thought we were. So Isaiah 19 is something to keep in mind. That's a prophecy about Egypt. Also, in the book of Joel, chapter 3, verse 19, there's a prophecy about Egypt and Jordan attacking Israel, and God is going to lay waste to them when they do that. Also, the whole book of Obadiah talks about Jordan attacking Israel at the very end of time. Also, we can read in the book of Zephaniah, in the second chapter, a prophecy about Jordan attacking Israel. And by the way, folks, in the Old Testament, Jordan can be known as Edom or Moab or even Ammon. So those three titles are talking about Jordan. So at the end of time, this is what's going to happen. Jordan is going to attack Israel, and God is going to punish them for doing it. So if we see Jordan start acting aggressive toward Israel because a revolt happens in Jordan and they have a change of leadership, and if we also see a change of leadership in Egypt that gets very unfriendly toward Israel, if we start seeing them act like they have an alliance against Israel, then possibly we could be seeing Obadiah and Joel 3:19, Isaiah 19 about to happen. Now, I almost forgot. Isaiah 17 talks about Damascus getting destroyed. Of course, Damascus is located in Syria, which is north of Israel. So is that war going to happen at the same time Egypt and Jordan attack? Possibly, it very well might. So the Muslim Brotherhood seems to be sparking riots in the Middle East. They have their provocateurs trying to do regime change in Egypt. And if we see Egypt, Jordan, and Syria especially have regime change and some radical fundamentalists get in there that hate Israel, there are prophecies that the three of them are going to attack Israel. So that's what we need to be looking at, folks. Be watching. Also, folks, if we're going to be wise as serpents, if we're going to be vigilant, remnant followers of Jesus, able to hear his voice, able to know what time it is, then we will be able to discern the events happening around us. And I believe when Jesus said, you cannot discern the signs of the times, does that mean that the times have signs to discern? Indeed, they do. And during Jesus' time, obviously, there were signs that the kingdom of heaven was upon them. There were signs that Messiah was upon them. It was a combination of the ministry of Jesus, the ministry of John the Baptist, the miracles that were occurring. So in the end of time, are there going to be signs that we can discern? Indeed, I believe there are. For those of us that have the eyes to see, the ears to hear, there are signs happening around us, folks. God has given us signs. For those of you that are aware of that image, the apparition that appeared on the Rachel Maddow MSNBC newscast last week, where there was what looked like an apparition of a green horse with a rider on it that appeared briefly and then disappeared, I believe that that was a sign for all of us. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, last week on Rachel Maddow's news show, she was showing some news clips of the riots in Egypt, and apparently the cameramen that filmed the riots were filming from a motel room, from a balcony, possibly inside their unit. Maybe they were filming through a window, but at one point in the newscast, a green-looking horse with a rider appears for a few seconds and then disappears. And this thing, this image has gone viral over the internet. It's been on YouTube. So if you want to see what I'm talking about, just go to YouTube and type in the green horse or green horseman or Google green horseman. A lot of people are wondering, is that one of the horsemen of the apocalypse that has been released from heaven? Was it caught on tape? Now, first of all, I have to say, well, is it possible to catch a spirit from the spiritual dimension on tape? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Is that image that we see on the Rachel Maddow show an actual horseman from the apocalypse? And when we consider that it was green in the book of Revelation, the pale horse in the original Greek, the word pale comes from the word chloros, the Greek word, which means green. And that's where the word chlorophyll comes from. So, actually, the pale horse could have been translated the green horse. And that's what makes it interesting is this horse rider object was on the newscast. Now, you know, folks, I want to make sure that the information is true and factual. And I believe that there's a good chance it looks like it might have been a reflection of something that was inside the hotel room. I don't know why it was a horse, though. Why wasn't it a butterfly or a lamp or a car or something benign? Why was it a green-looking horse? That's the thing that makes it interesting, but nevertheless, there's a good chance that it was a reflection. But let's visit this situation from that point of view. If it was a reflection, I still believe that it was a sign from God. Whether it was an accident from the cameraman in his hotel room, and he caught part of the reflection of something in his room, it still looked like the pale horse riding in the midst of the people revolting. So, I believe that God was sending a message, and this is what the message is, folks. The pale horse represents death. In Revelation, it says he was allowed to kill with the sword and with pestilence, with war. So, I believe that God is trying to send a message that the horse of judgment means that war is coming to the world because it's part of the sword judgment. So, those that have the eyes to see will see this. Judgment, my friends. So here's the next question. Since we're in the time of judgment, and since we are going to be facing so many challenges with world events, here's the big question, my friend. Are you preparing for these things? Are you seeking to get your life in order? Are you seeking to make major adjustments to your life? My friends, I want this challenge to go out to all of you that are listening. Let's step it up, my friends. Let's put more effort. Alright, folks, well, it looks like we're running out of time. Real quick, I want to say that this program is only made possible by the support of people like you. So take it to God, my friends. The address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Alright, folks, my friends, stay safe. Work on your to-do list. Do the research that I had shared earlier. Hang in there. Seek God. Repent, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.